Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. I welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment, the program that is designed to lift you and to favor you and to bring you to a place of reference and to give you inheritance among them that are sanctified. I am so excited for this new year. This is 2019. Happy New Year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God has prepared so much blessings for us this year. God has decided to silence every adversary in our lives. He has decided to establish us in everything that we lay our hands upon this year. So I'm so excited. I give God all the praise. And I believe that this broadcast is going to change your life and your family life tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before we go into the word, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise because of who you are. Thank you because of the power of your Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Thank you because of your blessing. Thank you for what you did last year, 2018. Thank you, Father Lord, because of your protection and your care. Thank you for all our audience. Thank you because of the way you have impacted their life beyond human understanding and comprehension. Thank you for what you are set to do right now. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will anoint this tongue and I will speak your word in wisdom and in power. And Father Lord, you will confirm every word with miracle signs and wonders. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that somebody at the sound of my voice today will locate destiny. Somebody at the sound of my voice today will receive healing and deliverance. Somebody at the sound of my voice today will get to another level. The anointing and the grace of God will multiply in their lives. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. One more time, I want to welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment. This awesome year, the Lord spoke to me very clearly about 2019. It's going to be a mighty year of mighty harvest. Mighty harvest. It's going to be a great harvest of souls, a great harvest of blessings, a great harvest of breakthrough, sound health, and sound mind. He was speaking to me in the book of Amos, chapter number 9. And verse 13 to 15, Amos 9, 13 to 15, he said, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord." That's his signature of the Almighty right there. "That the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the trader of grapes, him that sweat seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyard and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, said the Lord God." Now, I want you to know that God is just saying, before you begin to finish thanking God for one thing, another thing is coming in, because you are programmed to be favored. This is a strange year for every one of us, but I want you to know that it is what you know that releases your faith. It is what you know that determines what you believe. If you don't know what God is saying concerning you at a point in time, it can be very difficult to release your faith. And you can be a good person. You can have a good heart. You can be serving God with all your heart. Until you know the truth, freedom is far. God has spoken so expressly that this month, the first month of year 2019 is going to be a great month of your favor. So mighty harvest manifesting mighty favor in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to listen carefully to this, because like I said, it is what you hear that determines what you believe. The coming of Jesus Christ is the demonstration of God's favor upon men. And when I say men, I'm talking about humanity. It is the demonstration of the favor of God, because we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were condemned sinners. We were unrighteous. We are far from the throne of grace. We are far from favor. Favor can't function in a place of deadness. No. But God in his mercy began to work something out. Not because we are qualified. He decided to qualify us because of his compassion, because of his love. Because I don't care how bad the situation is. It is the price paid on the cross of Calvary that determined the change of your status. It's not because you know how to do all the goody things, but because he has favor on you. Let's go into the word and let's see what the Bible says about that. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1 to 6, the Bible says, "And you have he quickened." The word quicken means he bring you back to life. He said, "Who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walk according to the curse of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh." We were all doing the same thing. He said, "Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Now see verse 4. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ." He said, "By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What a joy! It is beyond our work, is a function of grace. Now, favor is a divine exchange. It is your ugliness for his beauty. It is the most powerful tool in the kingdom of God. It is called preferential treatment. It's called special advantage. Now, we saw from the scripture that we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were condemned to die as a criminal because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, because of the sin of Adam and Eve. But the Bible says, God, who is full of his mercy, who is rich in his mercy, because of his love and compassion, the Bible says, he quickened us together with Christ, and by his grace, he made us to sit together in heavenly places. Now listen to this. Where we are seated, we are not accessible by the attack of the enemy. Now listen, this is very important. It is what you know that determines the way you think. If all what you know is that Satan is always around and Satan is always pursuing you, that is the way you'll be thinking. If you know that despite the fact that it's true that Satan is there, but somebody is there that is more powerful than the devil, and he has surrounded you and he never even left you alone, the way you'll be thinking will be different. The Bible said, because of favor, despite the fact that there are issues in life, God has decided to lift you up and make you sit together with Jesus in heavenly places. Listen, that is the highest place of authority. That is the supreme seat in the whole universe. And that seat rules everything. Let me show you this. I remember there was a time a man was on this earth that thought he was the Almighty. He would claim everything. He would despise everyone. His name is Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible told us Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, was so strong that he was feared by every nation on the earth. And the Bible says he raised up himself against the Almighty. And the Bible told us about the heavens sat down. They said, "We're going to deal with this guy." From that same seat, they turned this man to an animal. He became a beast in the fish, in the field for 7 solid years. It was a place of decision. Now, Jesus Christ brought you and I to sit on that same seat so that there is nothing that can trouble you when you are in Christ and you know your right. I think you understand what I'm talking about right now. Now, because we live in a world where the system is based on falsehood and cliques. The only way you can gain advantage over all these settings, all this setup, is to walk in divine favor. It will bring promotion beyond your imagination. It is the favor that makes slave becomes a master. Without favor, there is a limit to what you can achieve on the earth. The wickedness of the wicked is increasing every day. Now, let me tell you, favor will exempt you from poverty. Favor will exempt you from sickness and disease. Favor will exempt you from failure. Because favor is the divine presence of God around a believer. And wherever you see God, evil is not permitted. Because the scripture says, the same light that lighted every man lights you. The same light is the same light that was upon the life of Joseph. It's called favor. Now, let me show you this. In Genesis chapter number 39, I want to just show you, because this month, God of heaven is changing your story forever. If you will depend upon his favor and not upon your human strength, if you will not depend upon your effort, if you will depend upon what Jesus Christ already done for you on the cross of Calvary. In Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 1 through 6, Bible says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians. Now, listen to this. I want you to see this picture before we read ahead. The Bible says, this man was bought as a slave. He was in the house of Potiphar, who happened to be an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of his guard. He was bought from an Ishmaelite. Now, I want you to see what favor can do. Now, when his brothers sold him as a slave, they sold him to the Ishmaelite. If you know the story behind everything, you will discover that Ishmael was a brother, a senior brother to Isaac. He was the son of Agar, the house help that was with Abraham, his forefather. Now look at this. It was because of what happened in that house that his grandmother was sent out and his grandfather was sent out of the house. Now it would have been an opportunity to revenge. The Ishmaelite would have said, this is our own chance. This is our own turn. This is our own opportunity to revenge what has happened to our grandparent. But favor will not allow the enemy to inflict injury on you. Now look at this. They brought him and they sold him to his destiny. They sold him to the house of Potiphar. Now watch this. The Bible says in verse number 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. This is strange. How can an unbeliever? Now, let's look at this. Now, Potiphar is not a pastor. Potiphar is not a prophet. Potiphar is an idol worshiper. Now, but he saw. Now, it's not that he was designing. That was practical proof of a man that God was with in the house of Potiphar. Don't ever tell me, things are not working because everybody around me is an unbeliever. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. If an unbeliever is around you, they will smell favor from your life. Because let me tell you, favor had a fragrance. when it's upon you, your enemy will smell it. And because of that favor, your enemy is bound to honor the God that is in your life. Because favor is an aroma. Favor is a fragrance. Is the presence of God around God's people. I don't think, do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Now, the Bible says here that his master saw it, that God was with him. He knew that the coming in of Joseph into the family has changed everything. People that were used to be sick, they were not sick anymore. The profit coming from the business just changed. Now, the peace of God just entered into the family. The Bible told us, the Bible says, because of what this man saw in verse 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And the Bible says, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he has made him overseer in his house and over all he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and knew not aught he had, save the bread which he ate. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Can you just see that? The Bible told us this. He said, the favor of God that was upon the life of Joseph brought the blessing into the house of Potiphar. The favor of God in your life will affect the place where you work. The favor of God in your life will affect everywhere you go this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to see that everything that is set to punish you in 2019 will be disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, a man of favor cannot be stopped. It doesn't matter who is gathering against you to frustrate you. The brothers of Joseph hated him with passion and they want him dead, but favor will not allow it. And for an unbeliever to see a vision, people will see God inside of your life this month, and they will send for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, no destiny will be greater than the favor that destiny experienced, because it's not by power nor by mind, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And that favor is responding in your direction today in the mighty name of Jesus. Each time the word of God is going forth, all what God is looking for is for somebody that will believe it, because the word of God is preached so that he can look for people that will believe that word and function in the life of those people and bring the man manifestation of what is in the heart of God. Because God's desire is to bless us, is to change our life, because we are the reflection of who he is. We are the reflection of his glory. You will never see God physically on this earth, but when we see you, we see the glory and the blessing and the counsel of God through your life, because the heaven declare the glory of God, and the old firmament, they are showing his handiwork. Day to day is declaring his power. They are declaring his blessing, and your life supposed to declare the blessing and the glory of God. So throughout the month of January, anywhere you step to by the word of the Lord, you will manifest the favor of God. You will manifest the blessing of God. Now, the only thing I want you to know is, it is not by your effort. You have judged yourself too much. You thought God is waiting for your effort for you to be favored. No, he's waiting for your faith. He's waiting for you to just believe that I love you with passion. I love you with all my heart. I know your weakness. I know your strength. But yet I will stretch forth my hand. The Bible told us, he said, it is not by works, lest any man should boast. No, it's not because you have done everything perfect. Now, I'm not the despising walking in perfection. But I'm saying that it is not because you are perfect that's why God is favoring you. No, it's because you believe what he said. And I have seen from the scripture that each time God is set to promote his children, he releases the grace of favor, the favor of God upon their lives, and he will put them in position that they are due for. Now watch this. David have to be enthroned in Israel, and the spirit of insanity entered into Saul, sorry, and the man was displaced because he was not walking in agreement with the covenant. He was walking in disobedience. And the Bible says, the moment that happened, the favor of God came upon David. The presence of God came upon David. And the moment that happened, favor of God displaced Saul and he put David there. Now listen, in year 2019, the favor of God will place you at the right place at the right time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Paul the apostle says, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. The same word called grace is the same word that is called favor. It is not that you are qualified. Remember that. It is because God qualifies you and he puts you in position. Now, I want you to think about this. There was nothing that Mary did that put him in a position to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, nothing. Nothing. Now, there are so many virgins in those days. I'm telling you. But why would the angel now go to the house of this lady? What are qualifications? But I saw when the angel came, the salutation showed me what qualified her to be the mother of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1 and verse number 26 through 28, the Bible says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee. That the same way the Lord is sending an angel to you as I'm speaking right now in the city of Jacksonville, and anyone that is hearing me right now, that in the name of Jesus, favor will locate you in Jesus' name. He sent to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her. Now listen. And said, hey, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now, see those words. Thou art highly favored. Number one. Number two, the Lord is with thee. Number three, you are blessed. You are blessed. So you cannot be in favor and not experience the blessing of God. They go together. Now watch this. The Bible showed us that the qualification is just favor. It's just favor. She's not the most beautiful person. She's not the tallest, the lightest, the most well-behaved person in the city. But because she was favored, and now that Jesus Christ has died, he rose from the dead, he made favor available to everyone that will believe it. Now listen, I am too sure that whatever is laid against you this year, favor of God will remove it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, somebody is just asking me, how can I just connect with favor? Just believe it. Believe it and provoke it. If you have not been experiencing the favor, you've been a child of God and you have not been experiencing favor, there is a way you can provoke it. You can provoke the favor of God to manifest in your life, because I have found out from the scripture that Jesus Christ came to show us how to live in the kingdom of God on the earth. All his teachings are principles of the kingdom that engages the law of the spirit to manifest in our lives. Now, you don't doubt the law, because the law cannot miss it. The Lord is applicable in every situation. Take for example, the law of gravity will work anywhere. Laws are predictable. You know that if you throw an object up, if it is lighter, I mean if it's heavier than the air, it's coming to the ground. Now, except another law is introduced. Same thing in the realm of the spirit. The law of the spirit we work for anyone that will release their faith to those laws and apply that law. One of the things that you can do to provoke the favor of God, if you have not been experiencing the favor of God in the way that you expect it, then provoke it. And one of the ways is to be kingdom driven. Live a kingdom driven life. Live a kingdom driven life is one of the ways that you can provoke the favor of God, because every kingdom seekers rise on the wings of God's favor. Can I say that again to you? Every kingdom seekers rises on the wings of favor. Now, let's see something in the book of Psalm. The book of Psalm, Psalm 102, the scripture is so clear here, and I want you to just follow me. Psalm 102, and we read from verses 13 and 14. Psalm 102, quickly, glory to God in heaven forever. Psalm 102, see this. He said in verse 13, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Verse 14, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. In other words, each time you favor the cause of the kingdom, each time you are addicted to what God desires, each time you are a soul winner, God is committed to your life. It raises your head above the head of your enemy. I want you to be dangerously committed to the kingdom. Let God have his way this year 2019. The Bible says Jesus Christ was telling his disciples, he said, the key for all-round blessing and all-round rest is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. When God takes his place in your life above all things, favor will flow to you on his own. I am telling you that favor will flow to you on his own. Now, the Bible was telling us in the book of Psalm, Psalm number 5, Psalm 5 verse 12. Now, you know, I know it's a popular scripture that you know. I love that scripture very well. I mean, I love it so much. Now, the Bible says, for thou, Lord, we bless the righteous, with favor with thou compass him as with a shield. Now, just be kingdom driven and leave the rest to him. He knows what to do. He knows how to establish you. He knows how to put the enemy in an open shame. But it has to come from you. Now, because there are things that God will do, and there are things that he expects you to do. And one of the things is to be kingdom driven. Put God in his place this year. Every kingdom seeker rises. I want you to know, you cannot serve God in vain. No. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, don't just say, okay, now, you see, Bishop, I've made a resolution for this year. You've been making a resolution every year. Take a step this year. Rely upon his grace and his mercy. Rely upon Jesus. I know my weakness. I want to do these things, but I just find out that I've not been able to do them. Lord, I just rely on you. Help me and let your counsel be fulfilled in my life. Leave it there. He knows how to work things out. This is your season of favor. I sense in my spirit that this is the moment you've been waiting for. You must not allow the enemy to cheat you this time. You must not allow the enemy to take what redemption has given to you away from you. God has put you in the garden, the day you give your life to Jesus, and he has surrounded you with his blessing. He said to Adam and Eve, he said, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. The same thing he is speaking to you right now. I have brought you into Christ Jesus. Everything you ask in my name, I will do it. Is there any desire in your heart? Open your mouth up today. I am a child of God. Jesus, you wash me from my sins. Jesus, you make me to sit together with you in heavenly places. Jesus, you put your mark upon my life. Jesus, you are dwelling inside of me. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be limited. I refuse not to walk in joy, in peace. I refuse not to, I refuse to set up from tormenting my life and destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Take off your hand off me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That is how to walk in God's favor. And maybe you are just saying, I just want to connect myself with this. Oh my God, it's as easy as ABC, because the favor of God cannot be on your life until the one that gives favor is in you. And that is why I'm saying, if you are listening to me tonight and you are not yet saved, you are not yet born again, what an opportunity to just come out of that darkness and come into a light. Now, or maybe you've been born again, but something happened and you disconnect. I want to reconnect tonight. I want tonight to be a new beginning for you. I'm asking that you just open your heart, let him come in, and your life will never remain the same again. And if you are ready for that, come on now, why don't you just say this simple prayer with me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me, you died for me, on the third day you resurrected. Father, from today I'm born again. I give everything in my life to you. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. I'm saved now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You are now a brand new person. Heaven is rejoicing over you because your name is already written in the Lamb book of life. Now, the next step is you need to go to a Bible-believing church where you'll be taught the word of God, where you will be able to know what redemption is all about and the quality of the price paid upon you. So that's why I'm inviting you to our service this Sunday. We have two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. And your life will never remain the same again. Please note it. The proof that you are serious with your favor this month, this year, is take your bag on Sunday, either the first service or the second service. Refuse the enemy from telling you story he's been telling you. I'll do it later. Do it now. Because as a child of God, favor is your inheritance. And the good news is, this Sunday is our covenant day of favor. You don't want to miss that. What a great opportunity to start the year with the glory, the power, and the favor of God. And the prophetic word is coming. The word of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is coming upon your life that will change your destiny forever. Join me 8 o'clock this Sunday and 10 o'clock this Sunday, these two services, and your life will never remain the same again. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow morning. We have two services, and the first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. So if you need a ride, give us a call. We will be happy to pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. 1410. We would love to see you there. So come out to our services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So now this is the part of the broadcast. This is actually my favorite segment of the broadcast. And why is that? Because we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of a people. And this week we have two testimonies. And the first testimony is a young man got up and testified that, if you've ever been to CREPA, you will always hear us say that everyone that comes here rises. Well, this young man got up and testified that he came to CREPA, and most certainly, yes, he also has risen. Now, he came and he wanted to take the CNA course, but he decided to, as he was hearing the word and feeling empowered, he decided to challenge the CNA test. So he actually challenged the test and scored 100% on it. Then he went on to become a nurse within that first year, not just an LPN, but an RN. And this same young man testified that also he was able to buy a home with zero credit. Now, when you go to buy a house, you must have your finances must be in order and your credit record must be in order. But he testified that he was able to buy the house, that God helped him, and he was able to buy that house with zero credit. And it's a beautiful house at that. It's not just any house. It's a beautiful home. And we thank God for what he's done in the life of this brother. And if God did it for him, he can do it for you too. Now, our next testimony is the testimony of a young lady testified that, she had been bringing her son, has been coming to church, and Bishop has been praying and speaking life over him and speaking prophetic utterances of healings, all type of healings across the altar. And she noticed that she took him to get his glasses for his eyes, because he was having trouble seeing. So she took him to get glasses, and she noticed that he would take the glasses off. Like every time she put the glasses on, he would actually just take the glasses off and would not wear them. And so finally, she decided to have his eyes tested to see if maybe there was an issue there. And to the glory of God, his eyes tested perfectly well, where he does not require glasses anymore. Isn't that awesome? God has healed his vision so that he does not require to wear glasses anymore. And he was wearing glasses all the time before that. So when I tell you that God is alive and moving and doing things in the lives of his people, oh my goodness. Each week we're having testimony after testimony of people that have come back to say thank you for the goodness of God in their life. And you too can be next. God wants to do it for you. Whatever it is you're trusting God for, he wants to do it for you. Just believe it by faith and receive it, and you shall have it in Jesus' name. So we have some music coming your way. So just stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. That number to call is 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. So stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Like a river. You give me- Sister Jen, and you are listening to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. And my name is Pastor Christian. It is always a pleasure to be here with you. I want to welcome you into this new year with us. It's 2019, and the Lord has blessed Christ Resurrection Power Assembly through this program tremendously through the years. And as a listener, I just want you to know that God is a God of harvest. And this is the year of our mighty harvest. And so we believe the Lord is going to give you an opportunity to key into this year of mighty harvest with Christ Resurrection Power Assembly by being part of us. As Sister Jen was speaking to you earlier, we have two services tomorrow. One of those services starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, and we have another one at 10. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway, and that's in Jacksonville, Florida. 32211 is the zip code. If you need a ride, please remember we have a ride to pick you up. You can call 904-646-8210. Normally on this program, we have this moment to be the moment of change, this particular segment to be the moment of change. But as you hear, we actually pre-recorded today, so you are not able to call in or be able to hear interactions with questions during this segment. But what we want to do is continue to share God's glory in Christ Resurrection Power Assembly in the life of the people of God. And so you will understand that God is working daily in our lives in Christ Resurrection Power Assembly through these testimonies that have been shared, through the conversations of what God is doing every day in Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. One testimony that I want to share with you is just that, you know, all of us in the studio, as we speak to you, at one point in time, we were listeners. For God to give us this opportunity to be on this platform as people He is using to speak through us and send His grace to you as a listener, it's a blessing to us and you as well. And we want to let you know that what we believe in is that anyone that comes to CREP arises. And over the years, we have moved from coming in there. Some of us were unbelievers. But the grace of God gave us the revelation to know that Jesus, who gave His life for us, gave us a grace that is sufficient for us. And He has been moving us from glory to glory. Glory to glory. And I'm telling you, this has happened in my life as a pastor. This has happened in Pastor Jan's life. This has happened in Minister Thunder's life. It has happened in Pastor Clarence's life. And so every one of us have been blessed to receive God's word through the teachings that's coming to CREPA. I will share more of my own personal testimony with you that, you know, I joined Christ Resurrection Power a little over 9 years to 10 years now going. But I could tell you that what God has done in my life is within this short 10 years, I finished an undergraduate at University of North Florida. And I also went back and I did my MBA. I completed my MBA. Now I'm doing my doctoral program. But that's not only the thing that I want you to see. During the 10 years, I got married. I settled my life, opened a business, moved me from one level of employment to another level of employment. It blessed me. I have peace. I have joy. I have more life now than I ever had in my whole life. What I'm telling you is, you know, God does things for His own purpose, for His own glory. So if you can allow Christ to work in you, He's there waiting. Give Him an opportunity to change your life. Whatever circumstances that you are dealing with, if you believe that oh, I am not good enough, you are not supposed to be good enough. Because what He tells us is this: His grace is sufficient for you. He loved you even when you were yet sinners. Even when I was yet a sinner, He died for me. And so I believe that even when you come as you are, His grace will move you. If you are able to see that, the righteousness of God will change everything. I want to share something my father in the Lord, Bishop Abiola, told me, Dr. Bishop Abiola told us. He said, listen, when Christ says, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He's, what He's saying to you is really look for God's righteousness, especially God's righteousness, not your own righteousness. This has nothing to do with what I do. It has everything that what God is already giving to me as a gift. So this moment, I want you to remember, if you want a new beginning in 2019, if you want to change your life, if you want God to move you to another level, I'm encouraging you. If you're in a church that you have not changed things over the years, things are not moving, come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. 32211 is the zip code. If you need a ride, we'll pick you up. The number is 904-646-8210. We have two services tomorrow. One at 8 a.m. if you're an early riser, and we have another one at 10 a.m. Please join us tomorrow. You will hear teachings that will give you grace to move you from one level to another. If you're facing financial difficulties, if you're somebody that's dealing with challenges in your marriage, if you're facing any limitations in your life because you think you cannot get this done one way or the other, I want you to understand God will use the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ as a salvation for you, because that is the power of the cross for us to believe God is the only answer to all of our problems. So I encourage you, join us tomorrow, 7171 Arlington Expressway at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and you will be glad you made this choice. Thank you.
I'm letting go of all that's behind me. I'm moving on to what lies before me. I'm available, please use me.
Finally, I'm ready.
I'm letting ready. Go of all that's behind me. I'm moving on to what lies before me.
I'm
available, please use me.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, I'm ready.
Oh, God, I really need to hear your voice.
Please join Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning. They have two services, one at 8 o'clock and one at 10 o'clock. If you need a ride, call 904-646-8210.
All of my worship.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.